Speaking to reporters during the release of the Shirkat incident report on Friday, Nyal Ding Nyal, the Minister for Presidential Affairs, says a land dispute between a civilian and an army officer, Lieutenant Colonel, triggered the violence in Shirkat.
Ajib Jongyor had obtained a sublease of a plot of land. On this plot, he erected a commercial public toilet. Lieutenant Colonel Lualako, now deceased, subsequently erected two rows of iron sheet shops next to Ajib Jong's existing public toilet. The fence that Lieutenant Colonel Lualako constructed around his shops was extended to enclose part of the public toilet's driveway, reserved for sewage tanker trucks to occasionally empty the septic pit. And this practically made the toilet that was erected unusable.
Jok filed a complaint against Lieutenant Colonel Akuk. An inspection found Akuk's construction to be unauthorized, but Akuk refused to cease construction or demolish his fence, according to Nyal, all of which led to the deadly violence on June 3rd. Nyal says the incident underscores the persistent involvement of military officials in land issues across the country. He says the committee has come up with a list of recommendations which the government will follow to resolve land disputes, including ordering authorities to work with local communities to ensure that citizens are able to access their land.
The government to direct the Peace Commission to organize a community dialogue, particularly in Shirkat, and organize a national land conference to review the policies and laws governing land matters. Six, the government to issue strict instructions to the military and other organized forces to stop their personnel from acting as chiefs and involving themselves in local government administration.
According to the 2009 South Sudan Land Act, land belongs to the people of South Sudan and its usage should be regulated by the government. For years, citizens of Central Equatoria State, especially those in Juba, have complained that powerful politicians and military officials often engage in land grabbing. Justice and Constitutional Affairs Minister Ruben Madul Arol, who headed the committee, says most land matters are handled outside the legal process, which he says is bound to lead to problems.
The other unfortunate thing was that the incident depicted an organized officer in the military forces of South Sudan against a civilian. And the organized officer had recruited soldiers from within the ranks of the military to be his personal guards and was using them for his own personal errand. And that resulted in the unfortunate situation of arms, guns being used to inflict damage against civilians.
Army spokesperson Major General Lu Raikong says army officials who acquire land illegally should be held accountable.
If there are individuals who are getting involved in land grabbing here and there, and then it should be settled by the relevant land authorities in their individual cases.
With the Shirkat incident report completed, Nyal says all suspects accused in connection with the incident will now face trial. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayar in Juba.